Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Talitha Show. We thank you very much for tuning in with us on today. And we'd like to share information with you that you may be able to pass it on to others. You never know what another person is going through or what another person is experiencing and how information that you have may help someone else. And I also would like you to know that we're going to be giving out the National Domestic Violence Hotline number. There are three different ways you may get in touch with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And as I always say, being in an abusive relationship is not your fault. You are not wearing a sign that said, "Here am I am ready to be abused." You are not inviting anyone to abuse you. Abusers know how to pick their victims. They know how to find the person to abuse. So no, it is not your fault if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. The number to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also chat online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text 88788, text an anonymous digital service, a one-time confidential contact between a user and an advocate in which no identifying information is verified. And if you want to continue the session, you may also talk to them about that. Your safety is always first with them. Victim calls in, family members call in, survivors call in, even some abusive partners, they call in looking for help. And hopefully, we are connected, that if you want to, vent or you have something you'd like to say, you may call in. That number is 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. So what are we talking about today? We are talking today about abused trauma, your self-esteem, and the effects of abusive relationships. So, just what is abused trauma? It is something that is deeply distressing or a disturbing experience. Abuse-related trauma can develop or may develop after a person has been hurt and or neglected. And it can begin or stem from childhood, where the person has been sexually or physically abused, emotionally abused, or neglecting. The result is overwhelming feelings of distress, fear, and helplessness. Now, traumatic childhood events can change the way a person's brain and body work. Trauma can affect the person's emotions, memory, thinking. Trauma can also affect relationships. So you may call in at 563-999-3694. You may call in. I thought I was on the page so that I can answer you when you call in. So you may call in at 563-999-3694. Maybe there's something on your mind that you'd like to talk about, even if it does not deal with are being abused. We have 9 minutes left. Now, we want you to know that your self-esteem is very, very important. The respect that you have for yourself. The idea that you have about your abilities and your worth is all important, and they are affected from being traumatized. So it is very important for you to be aware of that and to know that. Okay? So once again, you may call in to the National Domestic Violence Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's online 24 today, 7 days a week are the ways to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. You may chat thehotline.org. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So is the texting and so is the calling in. And if you'd like to call in to say something over the air today, 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. Please pass information on to others that they may tune into the show. As I always say, you never know what another person is going through. You never know what another person is experiencing. And you may be the helpline for someone else to get the assistance that they need. Trauma develops. How does the effect of trauma develop? First of all, what we need to know is that trauma is a normal response to being abused. Trauma is a normal response to being abused. That's something that is deeply distressing or a disturbing experience. And there are different forms of children who are abused may not be able to understand that what is happening to them is wrong, yet their bodies may register the danger, and as adults, their bodies still hold the memories of abuse. Let me repeat that. Children who are abused may not be able to understand that what is happening to them is wrong, yet their bodies may register the danger, and as adults, their bodies still hold the memory of abuse. That brings to mind, I was abused by, I think, 3 or 4 brothers, very, very much older than me. They were teenagers. I do remember that. And it wasn't until, I think, in my 30s, saw a picture on TV, and all of a sudden, my memory tricked, and I saw myself back at the place. I saw myself, and then I remembered what had happened to me. So, we're going over how trauma develops. Maybe that's the reason why I never wanted to get married. Maybe that's the reason why I never wanted to marry, because my body held the memory of the abuse. And not only that, what I would like to say is I felt empty. And one thing that I've learned is when a person has been sexually abused as a child and not knowing anything about relationships as they're growing up, but from that experience, I kind of believe they can look at being sexually involved with someone as a way of doing what the other person wants and not necessarily what you want. And that's a conversation for another time. as a result, as people get older who have been abused, they are easily triggered by things that reminded them of the abuse. Their bodies may feel as if they are reliving the trauma, and they have flashbacks, sudden, vivid, and unpleasant memories of the event. So that's why I like to caution parents of people that have children, please monitor where your children go, monitor who comes in and out of your home, and then talk to your child. Ask your child, you know, different questions so that you may find out if someone is sexually abusing your child. And sometimes, of course, I've seen on TV, but I believe it's real, they could probably tell. So if you tell somebody, I'll hurt this person, I'll hurt that person. And then sometimes a child may even believe that that the parent, or whoever they want to talk to, does not believe what they're saying in very different ways. They may develop an eating disorder, or misuse of alcohol or other drugs, or even harm themselves. These behaviors help a person cope for a while, but then also you're left to feel more isolated and depressed, and can increase your anxiety and sleeping problems. So let's see if I can just touch on a few things that abuse can cause to happen. We only have like maybe 2 minutes left. And I probably mentioned it in the last two episodes, I'm not sure. Recognizing abuse-related trauma. Trouble sleeping, having panic attacks, eating, throwing up food or starving yourself. Feelings of self-hate and low self-esteem. Fearing people and relationships. Even worse, after they've been silencing. When you're trying to tell family members or friends about the abuse, and then you're being told, just forget it and get on with your life. It can allow a person to feel isolated and silent. Well, we only have, I believe, 60 seconds left, I think. So let me give you 60 seconds left. Again, hotline, it's 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Please click that link to follow the show, that you'll be notified the next time the show will come on, because I may vary. Yeah, although I come on every Tuesday, sometimes there's an emergency, but then also there are times I may come on a Sunday and also for Tuesday. So please, remember your safety is always first. I thank you very much for listening, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Have a great day.